Just 2 days ago, we celebrated the holy day of obligation, the Immaculate Conception of Mary. That feast day is a celebration of God's gratuitous preparation for the future incarnation of his Son, when the angel Gabriel would appear to Mary. And so the Nativity of Christ, which Advent is helping us to prepare for, didn't just have its beginnings at the Annunciation when Gabriel appeared. The birth of Christ was made possible, firstly, by the conception of his own mother, the Immaculate Conception. She was conceived without any stain, any original sin. Why do I touch on this? Well, today's gospel is informing us that we are supposed to take our cue from God's preparatory actions. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Those are the words of St. Mark, who in his gospel is quoting, by those words, the prophet Isaiah, who in his own time was foretelling the future coming of John the Baptist. This is why Mark quotes Isaiah as he leads into the account of John the Baptist. Prepare, the one word theme for Advent. Get ready, he's coming. And I don't mean Santa, although hopefully he comes. It's Christ who we're preparing for. God went to great lengths to prepare humanity for the incarnation. He prepared Mary so as to prepare an inviolate dwelling for the Son of God. Now, through the words of St. Mark, God is asking you and me to prepare ourselves for the visitation of God. Reflecting on this request and the announcement that Christ is coming, I thought back on a common scenario from my childhood. I think some of you know I'm the oldest of seven, and we lived in a relatively small house, which meant it was sometimes cluttered with my siblings and I's toys and homework all over the place. Well, whenever we had a short notice that someone was going to stop by and visit, there was a mad dash to clean up the house. And my brothers and I, we didn't see a problem with just taking everything and chucking it into our sister's room, which was just happened to be the most convenient. A little unorthodox maybe, but we thought it was an easy way to prepare for whoever was coming. As we prepare for the coming of Christ, that is God himself, we don't go about it with anxiety, indifferentism, or a lackluster attitude, thinking, well, Christ is going to come. He always does at Christmas. I don't need to do anything different. He's going to come regardless. No, just the opposite. This is a big deal. The greatest event in human history is approaching. Mark begins his gospel with the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Greek translation for the word gospel is oi angelizomai, meaning proclaim good news. Gospel then means good news. And it's where we get the word evangelization, oi angelizomai, proclaim good news. This is the same message we heard in the first reading from Isaiah. O Zion, herald of glad tidings. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Isaiah is foretelling the good news, prophesizing the future coming of God, using the same wording that Mark will use several hundred years later. Advent is our yearly reminder that God has not forgotten us, no matter how we may feel, no matter what we're dealing with. However, a few lines before Isaiah foretells the coming of God, what does he say? Make straight the path for our Lord. He says, make straight in the wasteland a highway for God. Parts of the Holy Land are very rugged, rocky hills and very barren valleys. Isaiah encourages us to prepare a smooth and straight path for our Lord. How does this translate to us? We can knock down the mountains of vice and attachment in our lives, which get in the way of us encountering our Lord. We can fill in the valleys of our life, which form as a result of the absence of prayer. This is the preparation for God's coming. He comes to us, and we can We can greet him. But are there things that will get in the way of this? This is why God invites us to participate in preparing for his coming. And because it is truly good news that Christ is coming, we prepare with a joyful diligence and eager anticipation. God declares to us in this present age, 2017, through the words of Isaiah and the words of Mark, make straight the path of the Lord. Where does Isaiah tell us to forge the path for our Lord? Not in the comforts of the city, not in the beauty of a church, in the wasteland, that is, in the desert of our hearts. He's coming for his people who are worn out, tired and starving, confused and depressed. He's coming directly to us. He meets us where we're at. We know the good shepherd goes after his lost sheep. God doesn't just wait around looking at us from up above, watching us struggle, waiting for us to climb our way up to him. He goes after us. He comes to us. Listen to St. Peter from today's second reading. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing any should perish, any of us. Our Lord's heart aches at the sight of our misery. He laments the fact that we sometimes feel alone or helpless. And to shatter that lie of the devil, he comes to us. But in order to enhance that reunion, to maximize our encounter with him, he asks us to prepare for his coming. And there are ways to do this. We can start by making sure we have gone to confession recently, acknowledging our need for him, as St. Peter says. We're going to set aside 15 minutes of our day to pray in silence, reflecting on the previous or upcoming gospel passage. Sunday Mass cannot be the only time that we anticipate Christmas. Growing up, when Advent would begin, my family would pray the rosary every evening leading up to Christmas. Now, I didn't really enjoy it all that much when I was a kid, but looking back, I am so grateful for that family custom. Or maybe some of you would rather pray a novena during the 9 days leading up to Christmas. There's one written by St. Alphonsus Liguori for this. What if you don't know what the Sunday Gospel passage was, or how to look up next Sunday's Gospel, or maybe you don't know how to pray a novena? We can use Google for holy endeavors. God is coming to us. This is the good news, the gospel. And he's coming to meet us where we're at. But he wants us to be able to recognize him when he comes. And he wants us to freely enjoy his company. And so, we're called upon to make straight the path of the Lord, to prepare for his coming. And again, this doesn't just happen on Sundays. It requires preparation every day. And this doesn't just happen at church. Begins at home, because it's in our homes and in our hectic everyday lives that Jesus wants us to encounter him. That's the good news. That's the gospel.